TFW monitoring.
TFW, W4DJW mobile.
How you doing this morning?
Taking the dog to the groomer. How about you? How you doing?
Getting a cat for a walk here in the ball field. We always go for a ride, or we go for a walk after we took a ride in the truck.
Going by you, but I'm going straight across 290 down to White Hampton at Silver Road and straight across to go to the groomer. But the cat goes with you guys on the walk. That's pretty cool. Is the cat on a leash?
What's this?
I know you never encounter any other dogs that want to chase the cat.
Or, you know, the ball field's kind of empty this time of year, and he just started doing it. I don't know if he'll follow us, you know, in the summertime when people are playing ball.
Your cat.
He's just an outdoor cat. He thinks he's a dog, I believe, because when we go on a walk, he does his business.
Outdoor cat. That was a great, great cat. The cat I got now is strictly indoors. I don't believe she survived 24 hours outside the house.
Got it up as a really little kitten, and it just hung around.
Our outdoor cat showed up. He was really scrawny. It's only about 6 inches long and about 2.5 inches tall. And I told my wife, don't feed that cat. And after about the second day, it looked really pitiful. And so I broke down and started feeding the cat. And that became the best cat I ever had.
Hey, this one, I found it. And the next day we were going camping. I set some food and water out for it. And then it just, when we got back from camping, it was still there. And it's been here ever since.
You know what kind it is?
I mean, it's mostly white with a brown tail and brown spots. That's all I know about it. I don't think it's a kind.
It was mostly white with gray patches on it, and it had a little bit of an M on its forehead, which meant, you know, Maine Coon. And it was tall. It was really big. When I got home from work, it would stand up on its back legs and put its front paws on my side window in my car and look at me eyeball to eyeball. That was a big cat.
That one ain't near that big. He's just little, but, man, he's a mouser, and he'll catch chipmunks, and he'll get birds. And I mean, he's pretty resourceful.
Does he leave you presents at the door? You know what I mean by presents? Like half-eaten squirrels? Eaten copperheads and half-eaten squirrels and sometimes a bunch of bird feathers. We got all kinds of gems while we had that cat.
He hadn't came across any snakes or anything yet. He was a little bit young for that. KN4 TFW.
Cat I had, when you pulling out of the driveway or pulling in the driveway, you get a glimpse of him running. And he'd stretch out really, really long when he ran. And he could cross the whole backyard, which is pretty, probably over 120, maybe 200 feet. He could cross that whole thing in three big jumping stretches. It was just amazing to see him run. And then when he'd hit a tree, he'd go up the tree as fast as he'd go across the yard.
This one, he'll climb a tree in a skinny minute, you know. And then I had another one, he could climb a tree and catch a chipmunk.
One day, and we were all packing up. It was the end of the day, and one of the guys asked one of the other guys if he's coming out tomorrow, and the guy's answer was, does a squirrel have a climbing gear? I think so.
He's walking right up against the fence. He likes to walk against the fence in the outfield.
They lean on the fence while he's walking.
It for sure.
A string in his mouth one day, and he had many, you know, many of those cat toys in the house. I called them Taj Mahals, looking at the cat Taj Mahal. One of them was just a little round stool that stood up maybe 4.5 feet tall, and it had a ring in it that he could walk around down below this top surface. And he had that string in his mouth, and he jumped up there and started going around that ring, and he could see the tail end of the string around the back side of the pole, but he kept it in his mouth. And as he would walk, that string would go away from him because he's going around in circles. And he got running around in circles around that thing, round and around and around, trying to catch that string. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to watch him exercise like that.
You know, cat towers, multiple levels, and it's on the back deck. And that's got a little hammock off to the side, and then I put a more cushy, you know, bed in it where he could stay warm, and man, he loves it.
That's one of those that looks out into the backyard where all the animals are. And she sits up in the very top deck in the morning when the sun shines, coming, breaking over the trees and coming down into that window. She sits there, just, you know, because cats, their temperature's higher than ours. They like to be warm. So before the sun comes up, she sits in front of the heater vent. And then when the sun's coming up, she sits on that top deck. And then when it gets too hot, she sits in the hammock down below in the shade.
This one, it will go in the house once in a while when you open the door, but it runs straight for the dog food bowl.
Cat eats the dog food, and my dog eats my cat's cat food. And the cat goes and licks up all the gravy from the dog food. Our cat eats dry food, and the dog eats wet food. So the cat goes and licks up all the dog's gravy, and the dog goes downstairs and eats the cat's hard food.
The food outside is up on the table, so the dog can't get it, but the possum gets it.
If I'm getting it, like with a camera outside?
This morning I went out and fed the cat, and it was, I guess it was my day off, so we got up at 4 and went out and I fed the cat, and then when I came back out at 5, the dog wanted to go out, and she shot out, she smelled the possum, so she shot around the deck, because everybody goes off the left side of the deck, but the possum was still there on the table, I was standing right beside it.
Encounter with a possum like that in the backyard. My dog has never met him. She's been an indoor dog all of her life. We go out to go potty and go back in, and that's the end of that. She's never stayed outside by herself. And we went out in the backyard one day, and there was a black possum. You know, he's got some white on him, but a lot of black on him, too. And there's a few of them that are like that. And he was waddling across the backyard. And I figured, okay, well, he'll just waddle on off, and we'll go take care of business while he's doing that. He saw us coming out across the backyard, and he turned around and started coming after us. And I stood my ground, and the dog ran up on the deck and was watching us from the deck. And I just stood there and watched him to see how close he would come. And he got within 3 or 4 feet of me, and he stood there and looked at me like, okay, you didn't run. So then he turned around and waddled off. Possums are getting kind of brave.
Moved off the table, he watched them, and then, I was just standing right beside him, the dog come up and smelled his tail, and he moved, and then the dog ran off thinking he was running off the porch. Then finally the dog came back and noticed he was still on the table, and they were nose to nose smelling each other.
They didn't tangle. How big is the dog? How much the dog weigh?
8 pounds.
Say that again. APRS sent out a beacon as soon as you keyed up.
It's about 48 pounds.
Oh, that dog could handle that possum, huh?
Fine, but it's never encountered one before, so I was kind of worried about it. I mean, we used to have coon hounds when I was a little boy, and it wouldn't have stood up to one of those for sure.
Get bigger. Well, up north they do. I don't think they do down here, but up north they get pretty big. But yeah, you still wouldn't want your dog to get bit by a possum. Possum got nasty teeth.
If the hold of you, you don't want to turn loose.
I never have encountered one to that point where it got, you know, in a fight with any of the animals. But I don't want to either. That or a polecat, either one.
In a lab out in Colorado, and we were staying with some friends, and the skunk was coming around the edge of the chicken coop, and she saw it. Man, she took off after it, and she killed the first one without getting sprayed, but she wasn't as lucky on the second one.
To get out. the only thing that can really get that out is time.
And that dog, I mean, it didn't take it long to kill something if it went after it. By the time you said no, it was over.
A chicken one time that got in the pigeon coop. And he was just a mean rooster. He used to chase kids. The kids were really little at that time. You know, they were just out running around in the car in the yard. I had a garage I'd work on, and they'd run out in the front of the garage where I could keep an eye on them the whole time. And there was one rooster that used to chase them, and they'd come running in the garage, and I'd run that chicken off. One day that chicken got in the pigeon coop, and he killed one of my prize pigeons. So I tossed him in there with the raccoon. And the raccoon, I mean, it wasn't, that chicken wasn't in there 3 seconds, and you heard that chicken's brain go crunch under that raccoon's teeth. It just crunched right down. It grabbed him with his hands, put that head in his mouth, locked down on it like a jaw, and you could just hear his skull crushing under the pressure of that raccoon's teeth.
Yeah, my uncle used to have raccoons. He used to have them too. Train his dogs, but they chased it out across the water on a float, and then it was a swimming contest, and we used to catch fish and throw them in their water bowls and throw all kinds of stuff in there, and it was amazing to watch them.
I never did go coon hunting. My dad used to do that a lot up north, and he'd tell me about if they weren't careful, a coon could drown a hunting dog. Their dogs were their father's dog, my grandfather, and they weren't pets. You couldn't pet them. My dad had to feed them, but he wasn't allowed to pet them or treat them like a pet. Those were working dogs, and that was it. And they had to be really careful with the raccoons because they were so smart. They could drown one of those hunting dogs if you weren't careful.
That's the only way we ate when I was a kid in Ohio. And we'd hunt raccoons and possums and sell them for the fur.
My dad and my granddad did with him. He died a month before I was born. So all I know about him is stories about him. I never did get to meet him. But I knew he was pretty serious about his hunting. And the kids had to take care of the dogs. And there was a defined method to take care of the dogs, and you did not deviate from that.
If I made it back to the house, I'm going to say 7-3, go inside here and find me something to make for breakfast and that. But it was good talking to you, and you have a awesome day and be safe out there, and a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you again. KN4TFW.
Good talking to you, Ken. Enjoy the weekend, and Merry Christmas to you as well, and a Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before, although I probably will. Anyway, have a good one. KN4TFW, W4DJW Mobile.